on the latest part of our journey to find out more about the places that Jurgen Klopp has been to, the people he has touched along the way. And one very important part of that puzzle, I suppose, from a Liverpool perspective, is Adam Lallana. We're down at Brighton today at the Amex Community Stadium to talk to Adam. Adam, first of all, thank you very much for coming down and having us down here in Brighton.
No problem. You're more than welcome.
So looking back on 2014-15 is where I sort of want to start. It was a season that ultimately disappointed, but it had more than enough of its own storylines along the way. Just tell us about the mood in the dressing room this before Jurgen Klopp comes in, particularly at the end of that season and I guess into the start of 15-16 before Klopp fully arrives at Liverpool as well. What's the mood like in that dressing room?
Well, I remember it being devastating after the defeat at Stoke. And ironically, we went off on a little trip to celebrate Stevie's last season. So it was strange because we were obviously saying goodbye to a legend. And it felt like we didn't really give him the best send-off with that result at Stoke. And then the owners kind of come out and back Brendan. There was a couple of changes in the backroom staff. And, you know, before we knew it, in the few games into next season, obviously, the owners decided to go down a different direction, and we were on international break, I think, when the news broke that Jurgen was getting the job.